Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. CODA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist CODA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at CODA.com. That's CODA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Hey, everybody, this is another bonus episode coming at you this week. I know I'm throwing a lot at you this week. These are just a lot of interviews. I meant to get some of them out last week and wasn't able to, so we're just throwing them out. You can listen whenever you want. I don't know when you're actually hearing this, but this bonus episode is with Becky's sister, Drew. Drew was the one who was living in Japan, who was in the Air Force at the time of the murders. It's a little bit longer interview. The audio is pretty clear, so hopefully you'll enjoy this interview, and it gives us a little more insight into Becky and what she had going on in her life.
Texas Ranger James Holland is a legendary interrogator. They call him the serial killer whisperer.
You can't hide those indications, and that's why yesterday I knew that you did it.
But now, shocking interrogation tapes reveal how the super cop really operates.
And that's why they asked me to come in, because I'm special.
From Something Else, The Marshall Project, and Sony Music Entertainment, this is Smokescreen. Just Say You're Sorry. Listen and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Ford Ranger, a vehicle for all terrains and every passion. It's a workmate, a playmate, and to its drivers, a soulmate. So how do you improve the Ford Ranger? You go all in. The all-new Ford Ranger, the UK's best-selling pickup. Now available with rear bumper steps, tailgate workbench, and enlarged load box that can fit a Euro pallet. Go break it in. Search all new Ford Ranger. Ford Pro. Driving productivity. According to SMMT data, features may be optional extras with additional cost.
All right. Investigator Bob Pensero. Today is September 20th, 2006. The time is 5:40 p.m. I'm speaking with Drew Friedley regarding the fire up in Indian Pines. What I want to do is talk to you about Becky, and about your mom, and about John. Okay, so let's talk about Becky first. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
As far as Becky's friends go, or let's back up a little bit, I guess. Okay, right now you're in the military.
Okay.
And you've been overseas for five months? Okay. And when did you join the military?
June 7th of 2005.
Okay. And then you went through boot camp and all that?
Correct.
And then where did you do that at?
Lackland Air Force Base.
What's that?
Texas.
Okay.
And then I was at Goodfellas, and then Shepherd.
And then
the South.
Okay, that's where you're at now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The Ralph that you were in Texas. So.
Okay. And what's your date of birth, Drew? Okay. So up until June 7th, where were you living?
I actually had an apartment with friends.
Okay.
And it was in Tuxedo City.
Okay. Are these any of Becky's friends at all?
No. There were just friends that I had from work at Best Buy. But none of my friends really from Best Buy really. Becky knew a lot of people. She could have known them by association, but none that I was aware of that she had known.
Okay. Backing way up in time, okay, your mom and dad and you and Tanya and Becky live up in Pinyon Pines.
Correct.
And your dad built that house?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. And then at one point, your mom and dad got divorced.
When I was like 7 or 8, I think it was 1990. It was around 1990.
Okay.
One, I believe.
So it was like 15 years ago?
Yeah, I was like 15 years ago.
Okay.
Back when I was a baby.
Okay. And then sometime after that, your mom started dating again?
Right. Actually, my mom met John approximately pretty close to the time that my dad met Liesl. So they've been kind of dating the same people for the same amount of time.
So probably around 10 years or so?
Correct.
Okay. Do you know how she met John?
They both worked at Home Depot together, and I believe I asked my mom this question, and that was her response.
So your mom worked at Home Depot and Rancho Mirage, or?
No, it was, actually.
Okay, the one on Monterey?
Yeah.
Okay, and John worked there too?
Correct.
Okay. And then he moved in to your guys' house?
Correct.
Okay. And so it was your mom and John and you and Tanya and Becky.
Correct.
Okay, and then at some point, did anybody move out?
I moved out when I was, I think I was 14. I moved in with my dad.
Okay.
And then I moved out from my dad's house back to my mom's house when I think I was 17.
Okay.
So I think I was with my dad when I was older. I was 17 or 18, around that. And from what I saw, I moved out by myself because John kind of did have a temper, and then he was, very verbal with words. But the last time I'd spoken to him, he wasn't like that at all. Like, to me, both Becky and him had always gotten along.
Okay.
Except for
when
we were younger.
Oh, okay. So you moved back in up there when you were like 17 or 18?
Correct.
How long did you live there then?
Not even a full year.
Okay.
But,
and
to be honest, we always had a childhood kind of enemy. Like, I don't know if they said this name, but Hoover, H-O-V-E, I think it's two. It's spelled like the Viking thing.
Hoover? Is that the last name?
Yes. Correct. No, the Hoovers never really liked us, but I mean, it's been since childhood, so I don't know if that's the only people that live up there that would be able to.
Like the Hoover family, or?
Correct.
And they didn't like?
They didn't like any of us.
Kids or the whole family?
The whole entire family.
How come?
Except for, I don't know. I remember when I was really young, their mom cussed me out on the playground, and it's kind of just been ever since. But I mean, since we all graduated, we really haven't spoken to them in years, so I don't know.
Okay.
If that was it, but I mean, they did live up there. So.
When you did live up there, did John ever have any friends come over?
Actually, no. My mom and John hardly ever had friends over, but when my mom worked, they all pretty much left at the same time. And since there was limited cars at the time, I know that John could have brought anybody home. It wasn't like they checked mileage or anything like that. I mean, during the day, it was his territory. So whether he was at work or what study was at work, could have been doing other things. But for the most part, I never met any of John's friends except for work associates.
Okay. And how long ago was that?
Years ago.
Work associates from like Home Depot or?
No, he used to work for Ted Rutherford in Palm Desert. And I think that's work associates. Like he just do odd jobs because he didn't have.
Is that a real estate place or?
I believe they do real estate. I don't know. But I know that he fixed commercial buildings like lighting and stuff like
so
that.
So he's like a handyman?
Yeah.
That's what he still does?
Correct.
Okay. So as far as him having anybody over at the house?
I never met anybody.
Okay. What about any of the neighbors? Did they ever come over and visit with John?
I believe that the next door neighbor who moved into Ted's house came over sometimes, but I don't know. And John sometimes went over there.
And who's this now?
To be honest, I haven't.
Is it a guy or a girl?
I believe it's a male. I I don't know.
You're not sure about it?
I've never met them. I don't know. I know that Sharon moved, and I don't know who lives there.
Okay.
But, I mean, there's a lot of weird people that live up there. I mean, my sister, when we were younger, almost got molested by one of the guys that lives up there.
Your sister, Becky?
Correct.
Okay. Which guy?
He helps me. He works for the water company up there, but I can't remember.
And how old was she then?
Yeah, we were younger, but she never told us. We never told anybody about it, but I do remember that.
Okay. So as far as John goes, never really had any friends over, but during the day, it's possible that he did because nobody else was at home?
Correct.
Okay. Did you ever notice anything peculiar about him as far as drug use or anything like that?
He just always struck me as kind of, you know, weird. I personally, he had a temper, and I never really talked to him because I thought of him as rude. And I've never been around people that do drugs, like, besides pot and not friends with friends, but I never smoked it, but, and I don't really know if I'm doing something there. You know, I don't know.
Did he have, like, mood swings? I mean, would he be okay?
Yeah, I remember that my fish died, and I got cussed out really, really bad.
Because your fish died?
Yeah, and that's why I have a little bit of resentment from my mom, because I couldn't believe she stayed with him.
Was it, like, a big deal when he moved into your house?
What do you mean?
As far as, did it change your mom at all when he moved in?
My mom became a little less, like, my mom was always, you know, kind of stood up for what she wanted, and once he came, she was his way. So it was always.
Was he abusive to her at all?
I never actually, he never hit my mother. He never hit any of us. He did, grab occasionally, but, I mean, it wasn't like anything. I mean, it was, he left bruises when I was younger, but he stopped doing that when we got older.
Just bruise it by grabbing you?
Yeah, just like by, you know, what are you doing? But he never, from what I understand, Becky and him got along rather well. They had no hard feelings. John didn't like me he really didn't have a problem with me when I went back, but we couldn't live with each other. And then Tanya and him never really talked.
She moved out when she was like 14 to go live with your dad, right?
Yeah, a long time ago. And, but as far as abuse goes, verbal abuse was as far as it went.
Okay.
And I'm pretty positive Becky would have said something to me because we always talked about stuff like that.
Okay. All right. And as far as your mom goes, how was your relationship with your mom?
My mom and I had our ups and downs, but for the most part, we were okay.
Okay. Have you been keeping in contact with her?
Yeah, I had spoken to her, actually.
How often do you talk to her?
My mom, not very often, because she was always at work. And from the last time that I had heard, they were having money problems, and which was struck me as a little odd, because I should have asked why. Because of the fact that my dad is, my dad's retirement money should have gone to her. So.
This was like a year ago then?
Correct.
Okay. When's the last time you talked to her?
Saturday. I think the Saturday before she died.
Okay, so today's the 20th. The fire was 17th, which was Sunday.
I'm a good ahead.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it would have been the weekend before?
Correct.
Okay. What did you guys talk about?
We actually only got to briefly talk because she was at her work.
Okay.
But Becky just kind of handed her the phone. She asked me how I was doing. And
Becky handed her the phone?
Yeah, because Becky was there at her work. And so I asked her how she was doing and told her that I loved her. And she asked me how I liked my job and I said it was good. And my mom had wanted to send me money. I told her I didn't need it, But, I was like, oh, that's okay, I was like, I really don't need it. And she mentioned that money was tight, and that's all that she said. And we don't really question that because my mom doesn't really have a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. Okay, as far as, like, bringing money into the house, has your mom pretty much had a job the whole time that she's been working on?
My mom pretty much always had a job, I mean, except for when she was with my dad.
Okay. And then as far as John goes, I mean, how long have you been doing, like, handyman work?
As long as he's been with my mom.
Okay. After the Home Depot job? After they met at Home Depot, they got together, did he quit his job, or?
Yes. Okay. They both quit.
Okay.
At the same time. Yeah, they both quit that, and, but I don't know as far as drug use with him goes. As far as I know, marijuana was the only thing that was possessed, but I don't believe, because my sister had friends up occasionally. But they were all the friends that I met. Pretty much the only friends she would bring up was the friends she really trusted. Like, but I don't know because I think out of everybody, I think she told me everything. I know she had a new boyfriend. I couldn't give you his name. I always forget his name. But I could always ask Claire because I know Claire.
Let's go back to the Saturday you're talking to your mom.
Okay.
Okay, you kind of talked to her just briefly. How long had it been?
Since we talked to her Friday?
Yeah.
Probably about a month.
Okay. So do you keep in contact, like, maybe once a month, or?
Yeah, I've been really busy. I work Panama schedule, so 2 days on, 3 days off. But my time is, you know, if it's morning here, it's night coming.
Right.
So Becky's schedule corresponded kind of more so with mine.
She's working graveyard.
Right. So I was more able to talk to Becky most of, you know, out of anybody.
Okay.
Becky and I were like best friends. So.
Okay. When was the last time you talked to Becky?
Actually, I think it was two or three days before my death.
Okay.
I can't remember the exact date. But
so maybe Thursday or Friday?
Yeah.
Okay.
Actually, maybe I talked to her the week before that because I worked graveyard, but this week after she wasn't able to call. I think I called her one time, but she was sleeping.
Because when you're on graveyard, she's day here, and when you're on day shift, it's graveyard here.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I was sleeping then.
So you think it was a week before then? About a week before?
Right. But before that, I mean, we talked every day. I mean, she would have told me if something was up or weird.
Did she say her boyfriend's name was Jacob?
I can always look on my face. I know she has. I think she was on this call.
Okay. And before that, she was dating a guy named Robert?
Correct.
Is there some guy named Gray?
Yes, she did date a Gray.
Who's Gray? Was that after Robert?
Yes, that was her kind of fallback boyfriend. Her and him dated. I know they didn't end on good terms.
Did they
still talked, though.
Did they go to school together, or do you know?
I don't know. I do have a picture of him, though.
You don't know his last name?
His last name is... Oh, wait, no, I don't have his last name.
Hang on 1 second, okay?
Okay.
It's 5:55 p.m. I'm going to pause this. Okay, it's about 5:56 p.m. and we're back on.
Gray's last name, as far as that goes, I don't know. Okay. I'd have to ask.
Do you remember any of the Hoover's names?
There was Cassandra, Candy. And yeah, I can't. And I think the mom was Diane. I can't remember the dad.
All right. Moro Casino.
America's social casino. Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Pace Central Ohio, the nationwide children's marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide children's marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Okay, so as far as Becky's boyfriend's kind of in the timeline, it's like she's dating Robert and then Gray, and then her newest one is Jacob. Okay, have you met Jacob yet in person?
I haven't. I didn't even get to meet Gray. I've been gone.
Okay.
I got to see my sister maybe for 2 weeks.
Okay. Do you know of any, like, Marines or something she was dating?
Actually, she was dating a Marine for a little while, but it was strictly like she'd go up there and see him. Like, he didn't have transportation.
Is this like up in 29 Palms or?
Okay. But he's going to school. He's like training right now. So I believe he's. I don't think they've spoken for a while, but.
Do you know his name?
It was Dane. I don't know.
Dane something? Okay. All right. In talking to your sister, just over the past few months or so, has she mentioned any kind of problems she's having with anybody or anything that's going on at the house? Maybe something happened with a neighbor or, you know?
No. She would have told me anything. She didn't tell me anything.
Did she ever mention anything like she felt kind of hinky, maybe somebody was following her or something happened at the mall maybe where she was, you know, shopping and, I don't know, just anything out of the ordinary.
No. She had a couple friends that did strike me as odd, though, and I'd have to get back with you with names because I'm not ready to come back.
Guys or girls?
Guys.
Okay. Javier? Do you know Javier? Javier, you know Janelle?
I do.
And
oh, Javier is her, is one of the, I think it's her brother or friend or boy, I can't. But I've heard of him.
Javier Garcia is his name?
I've heard of him.
Okay. So, I mean, has she talked to you much about her friends or?
Yeah,
what do you guys talk about?
We kind of talk about, like, day-to-day, what's going on, how are you doing, you know, yeah. We'll talk for, like, 20 minutes, sometimes an hour. Sometimes she's too busy to talk, so.
And she's been going to school and then working at night. Is she only working the one job at Denny's?
Yes.
Okay. All right. As far as somebody wanting to hurt John and your mom and Becky, is there anybody you can think of that would want to do something like that?
No.
Okay.
I don't know where they lived at. I mean, I did feel unsafe, like, a lot, but...
You felt unsafe?
Correct.
So it's like out and nothing else around?
But all of us kids always knew that, you know, how to get away and we know where to run. And
where would you run?
We all ran back towards, like, the mountain area. Like, we always, you know, or we'd run to the neighbor's house because we knew how, you know, where to hide and stuff like that. Because we'd played there since we were kids.
Right.
I mean, we'd always just, you know, gone where we felt safe. So, I mean, we would have done something along those lines.
So, suppose somebody came to the house and was there to do harm and Becky saw this or showed up at that time, if she was going to run somewhere, you would say she would run up towards the mountain?
Correct. That's what I would have done. I would have either ran there because it sounds like to me that, you know, she probably couldn't get access to the car. You know, there's probably somebody blocking the driveway or something. She was probably trying to think smart. But a lot of times during the day or night, you know, you don't know if anybody's home. And, you know, maybe it was somebody closer to the house because she would have ran. I believe she would have ran to somebody's house. No, but I mean, all I know is that I would.
That she didn't have much time to run.
I would have ran that way because I mean that you got pounded to the high.
That way, being up the hill towards the mountain. Okay. Does Becky go hiking very often?
Not that I know of. I know that really when we went out, like when I was home, the only thing we really did is we'd go to the mall and we'd go, you know, we never really liked going out very much, like in the mountain area. Becky, that I know of, didn't go hiking, but when we were kids, I mean, we explored those mountains.
Okay. So, I mean, would it be odd if somebody told us that Becky was supposed to go hiking with somebody?
That to me would be odd, yes.
Okay.
Because Becky, I mean, she was an outdoors person. I don't know if it was just because I wanted to go hiking or, you know, but Becky and I, you know, we never really were. We were adventurous, but not. We never really went hiking.
Right.
I don't even know if she owned a pair of tennis shoes.
Hang on a second, okay? It's 6:04 p.m. and I'm going to pause this again.
I mean,
okay,
Becky,
6:06 p.m. and we're back on.
Becky told me a lot, but I think her friends here would know the most.
If there was problems going on?
Right, because Clay and Janelle saw her every day. When we talked, it was kind of just, you know,
right.
About us.
Right.
I mean, I did ask questions occasionally, but not, I think she would tell me if something was going on. So I don't think it was a matter maybe with her, but to be honest, she did have a couple friends that struck me as weird, but like I said, I don't have any talk with them.
Okay. And are these friends of hers that she went to school with, or do you
no,
know?
No, she had a couple friends that she was friends with, but they didn't, like I met one of them. But he just struck me as kind of weird. So.
Okay.
I'll talk to Claire. I have a picture of Claire. Yeah.
Okay. We may have the name already, but yeah, if you could ask her and find out. And,
okay.
Yeah. Do you know where your mom went to the dentist?
No. Tanya said that she knew that. Information.
Right, well, the dentist that we thought she went to,
uh-huh.
She hasn't been there since 1994, but Becky's been there.
I think she was going to get work done, but I don't think she ever ended up doing it.
Okay.
But, to be honest, I can't remember my mom getting work done if I'm not
going to
be in there. Okay. Because I was talking to her the month prior, and she said her teeth hurt so bad she couldn't even eat, so... I don't think she's had work done in years.
Okay. So it's possible she hasn't been to the dentist at all?
Okay.
All right. As far as cars that should be at the house, what cars would be there?
My Toyota XV, a Ford Bronco, a black Mustang, my mom's old van. And
what color?
It was red.
Okay.
And my little sister's Infiniti, and that should be it. A blue car, a red car.
So the blue Infiniti is Becky's car?
Correct.
Okay. And then your car, it's a Scion?
Correct. And it's green. It's like a block.
Okay. And your dad has that now?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I have it back.
Okay. Do you know if your mom had any type of, like, life insurance or...
Mom, I've talked to my mom about that before, and I don't think she's had it. I am a John decided to take it out or whatnot, but I don't believe that she had any.
Okay. All right. As far as any guns in the house... Did they have any guns in the
there
house?
There was guns in the house, yes. I believe John had a couple rifles because him and his son would go shooting.
His son, Robbie?
Robbie, correct. And I believe that there was a couple pistols, but I have no idea.
Okay. Do you know where they would have been kept?
The guns, I believe, were all kept in the room. in John's room.
In
my mom's
bedroom?
Correct.
Okay. What I'm going to have you do is, if you could draw me a little map of the house.
Okay.
Okay. You can do like a first floor and a second floor.
Okay.
And it's like, see how I kind of did it up on the board up there? I don't know if that's correct or not. I kind of got it from your dad when I was talking to him on the phone.
Yeah,
I'll
do it. And it's up there. Mm-hmm. And then this one to like column. And then this living room connected to this living room. So it's like there's a wall right here.
Mm-hmm.
And I just like a stone wall coming there. Living room. This one went. And then this all went up the stairs. And then under the stairs.
Is this a wall here?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then here. That's probably, you know, I'm so sorry. I should have drawn this so small. We'll just draw this. And then under here, there was the pantry.
Under the stairs?
Okay.
Okay.
And then the kitchen area, this went out to the garage.
G-A-R-H-E? G-A-R?
Yeah. Oh, God, no. And then these stairs went up there, so this is all living room.
Was there a laundry room down here somewhere?
My mom had, then on the other side, there's like a little wall, because this is the hallway. There's a washer and a dryer right there, and then there's a bathroom over here somewhere. So right here is the hallway, for the hallway bathroom. And then as you go up the stairs.
What's over here?
This is the kitchen. And then the stairs all the way down. And then this is kind of like dining room. And
okay. This is, was this just a window? Was there any doors over here at all?
No. The only door that there was is the garage. Oh, there was one right here.
Okay.
That
would be like the back door to the house?
Correct. And there was a door over here.
That would be the front
right
door?
Right, adjacent to, I mean, not adjacent, but directly under the stairs. So the stairs, there was like 14 stairs, and then there was this.
So if you walked in the front door, the stairs are right in front of you?
Correct. But we always used this door.
Back door.
That was our main point of entry. I know my little sister and I know she was trying to get away. She would have jumped out a window or done something, so I'm sure, you know, we always had a way out. Like there was a huge bay window right here. There was a window right here. There's all those windows.
So okay.
And then there was a window right here. Huge window.
Okay. And as far as the garage goes, was the door like in the center of the garage or was it still one side or the other?
The door's right here and then it went down the stairs.
Okay.
And they went like that. And then there's an attic up here. I forgot about that.
So there was like an upstairs to the garage?
Correct.
And how did you get up there?
You'd have to walk up. It was a lot of stairs, but Becky and I never, we avoided that because there's, you know.
Nothing up there?
Really nothing up there.
Okay.
But it was full of junk.
Okay.
Basically.
Right.
So, because these stairs, there's like a little platform, you know.
So you'd walk up a couple of steps to the platform, and that's where the door.
No. You just walk right out the door to the platform. It was flat.
Okay.
When you close the door, you open it. But they left the garage unlocked pretty much. You could get in the garage very easily. There you go.
Okay.
The garage was unlocked. I know that the front door, it was easily accessible. We'll just put it that way.
Okay. And then
there was
just
a window in the attic as well.
Just so I know, okay, this is pretty much the back of the house, and then it kind of goes up the hill to the mountains from there?
Correct.
Okay.
And then there's a porch right
here. Like a wooden porch?
Yeah, it didn't go quite that far. So it went up much of that way.
Okay.
But then that...
Upstairs?
Correct, that upstairs. My baby sister's room was right after the stairs, and then there was like a hallway, and then there was another room over here that we didn't use. So from there, the stairs, and that led to over here. And then my mom's room was over here. And then there was a bathroom. So, like the bathroom connected to the hallway.
Did any of the bedrooms upstairs have a bathroom?
No.
Okay. So when you come up the stairs, there's a little hallway.
Yeah. And this one was kind of like the balcony was over here.
So there's a balcony there?
There's balconies on both sides, correct.
And is the stairs going down? Or?
Correct.
Okay. So there was an upstairs balcony.
And this is where the door is.
The front door?
Yeah. But we used this as the front door.
Okay.
Because this one led out from here down these stairs. You'll get what I'm saying, right? The stairs from, because the attic one. This is on top of each
other. Right.
So the stairs that came down from
the patio.
Okay. These came down from the patio. And I'll just do that thing. Those stairs led to the walkway that went in front of the house and then out to
the car parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So obviously it was very easy to block the driveway. So if one car would have been there, there's no way you could get out. I mean, absolutely no way.
Okay.
That's probably what happened. And she tried, she probably would have tried to escape that way.
Okay. Just so I can get this a little better, okay. You come up the stairs, right?
Mm-hmm.
The stairs, and then it comes to like a little landing up there?
Yeah, this was all just a big hallway.
Okay. So this is the hallway here?
Correct.
I'm just trying to get all those spaces filled in.
Yeah. And then...
Where's the...
This room was huge, so this room probably went all the way...
All the way down here?
Yeah. It was
and then all the way up?
Yeah. It took up the whole thing.
And the door was here to get in it?
Correct.
Okay.
Because we all shared this room as a kid. So it probably went over more, too. I mean, it's... just imagine wall space. Like, my mom's room is bigger, too, so this whole... Yeah.
Where was, how would you get to this? Where's the door in this room?
This one actually connected to the hallway. I just drew my mom's room too big.
So this would be the room here, then?
Yeah, the hallway was just straight, and then this was connected, that was connected, that was connected.
So the door would be, like, right here?
Yeah.
And then another door here?
Mm-hmm.
To get into that room?
Correct.
And then the bathroom here?
Correct.
Okay.
There wasn't any picture.
All right, so this upstairs patio.
Well, no, this was downstairs.
Oh, okay.
This was downstairs.
I gotcha. And this would be
this connected
over here
to the door that was, you walk up these stairs in the patio.
Okay.
And you walk up the stairs. Like, it was, that door was always locked.
The front door?
Yeah.
Okay.
So they either had to get in through the garage, one of the windows, or the other door. I mean, it wouldn't have been hard to get in. The windows, I bet, were open.
Okay.
My mom always left the window.
All right. And then this is your mom's room. Becky's room is over here.
Mm-hmm.
And then this was just an extra bedroom that nobody used.
Nobody used. This used to be her room, and then that was mine. And then I moved out. She lived in there.
Okay. So if there were guns in the house, they would have been in your mom's room probably somewhere?
Correct.
you know, was there a closet in here somewhere?
I have absolutely, you know what? I think John, I don't know where he kept his, like, rifle and stuff. But I think that there was, I believe it was in his mom's room, or my mom's room, but I've actually never seen where he hid him.
Was there any closets in there, though? Like, built-in closets with doors on them, the slide or
there
anything?
There was slide closets, but there, he had, like, a locking file cabinet, which I believe he probably kept it in there, which I have no idea what he kept in there. I couldn't understand the key. We were pretty nosy kids.
A locking file cabinet?
Correct.
Like a metal one, or?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Where would the closet have been?
The closet in my mom's room was on the side, facing the wall. And then there was a big window right here. And then my mom's closet was right here. And then.
So this would be a closet. Like, how many doors were on the closet?
There's five doors.
Okay.
And so the door was. And then the final cabinet would have been approaching me slowly.
Okay.
But I believe that's why he kept them. Or there was some place in the downstairs bathroom that he might have been, but I don't know. You'd have to ask my dad. I don't know. I can't remember.
Ask your dad what?
There might have been, like, some place in there to lock stuff. I never used that bathroom.
The one downstairs?
Correct.
Okay.
I would use that upstairs, because that was kind of like his bathroom.
The one downstairs where?
Yeah.
It was John's bathroom?
Correct.
Okay. And then all the girls used this one?
Right.
Okay. All right.
It was a pretty big bathroom. Like, this side just has, like, a sink and a mirror and stuff, and then this side has a bathroom and, you know, that's the bathroom.
Okay.
Okay.
You know, does your mom have any friends from Macy's that she talks to a lot? Or anybody that she's mentioned to you as being a friend of hers?
She does. A couple emailed me, I don't know their names.
They've emailed you?
Correct.
Okay. Like, how long ago?
Recently, within the last few days.
Since this happened, or?
Correct.
Oh, okay. So that'd be something you'd be able to get for me, too?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
If you have email access to it, I definitely can get it from you.
Okay. All right. Can you think of anything that I haven't asked you that might help me in my investigation? Do you remember, let me ask you this, do you remember, was there a wheelbarrow around at the house?
Yeah, it was like a yellow wheelbarrow that we
kept. Okay, where would that have been kept?
Probably just anywhere. We probably didn't.
Just like outside somewhere? Or?
To be honest, the sad part is I wouldn't even know where to find it. So it was probably on top of the bricks, there's like bricks and stuff, you know, there's a brick walkway over here.
Mm-hmm.
It was probably out over there somewhere.
Okay.
But
what was it used for? Did you guys ever go up in the hills?
You know what? It was probably over by the, like, we had wood stacks outside. It's probably over there, because I think John used it after he cut wood, he just go, you know, stack it up. But it was either on the brick thing or over there, but you'd have to look for it. Like, it wasn't just open. I don't think out in the open, like, you'd have to know.
Okay, and the main purpose of the wheelbarrow was to, what, John would use it to collect wood, or?
I think it was mainly, it had been there forever, and we kind of just used it for our dogs around the house.
Did you guys, is there any reason why the wheelbarrow would be way up the hill?
No, definitely not.
Okay, I mean, did anybody ever go up there and cut wood and load it up and carry it down?
John may have. I haven't lived there in so long that I believe that that could have been. It shouldn't have been. But when I went up there last, like 4 or 5 months ago, I can't say an exact. I got to Methalwood June 21st, and I had been at my mom's house prior to that. And I don't recollect seeing that at all.
Okay. So if there were some kind of tracks leading from, you know, this back area here behind the house, going out up towards that mountain, if there were tracks that went out like a quarter mile maybe?
That would be up there. Okay. It should be because it's not even... John should have, I believe when I went up there last, had enough wood, and I don't believe he would have needed to go out there for anything.
Well, there's a ton of wood up there right now.
Right, so I don't think that he would have gone up there.
Okay.
Right. I think that's really out of place, because whenever we hiked, I mean, there was never tracks from our house to out there, and we always used the same trails. Like, we were very vigilant, so.
When you were little, when you go out there?
Correct, and I believe I didn't walk that far, but I did walk to, there was this huge rock formation out there.
Mm-hmm.
I did walk over there when I was home, and I don't think that there would have been any tracks unless there was out. I do know that when I was up there a couple times, I have seen people on horses ride past, but I didn't know any of them.
Okay.
Back in the back area, but even so, they weren't very close to our property.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why it strikes me as odd, because it shouldn't. The wheelbarrow, I believe, would have been in those two places. You know, like, I went out looking for it, but I believe. I had seen it a few times. It had yellow paint on it. That was all chipped off because it was real old, and it was like wooden on the bottom where the wheels connected.
All right, can you think of anything else?
Basically, any footprints and tracks up there would definitely be abnormal. I just, when I lived up there, I never saw John have any friends over, but I know that Becky recently, in the last few years, started bringing more people over, but I believe they were her closest friends.
Mm-hmm.
I know that the Marine, because I met him personally, I know he'd never come to our house. Yeah, our house was a pretty tough time. I had friends come over when I was young.
Try to find it.
Yeah, and they couldn't even find it. So it had to be somebody that had been there quite a few times, and especially to know, you know, where to go. I personally think that it's probably, it sounds like there was a couple of people. I know she would have tried something if she only thought it was one.
What did it sound like, a couple of people?
To me, it sounds like that because I think she would have ran towards somebody's house that she trusted. So she was running, you know, I know that if she was running far, you know, I know that she'd be, I think she would have opted to go for the road rather than that way, because she's got more of a chance. You know, I think that something had to have been, you know, struck her to go that way instead of the other way, because she decided.
It had to be a quick decision.
Yeah.
That she's got to go now.
Yeah, I really do think, and John wasn't a weak person. I mean, he definitely could have defended himself. So I think if she thought it was that bad or saw something, you know, that I just know in my heart there had to be more than one person. I just really do.
Right. Okay. It's 6:30 in the interview.
The nature of HR, there are so many moving parts, and it's not just about the processes, but also about the people, because they're like different parts of a jigsaw that you can put together to help the organisation.
Sage helps HR champions like Sherry spend less time on admin so they can spend more time bringing the team together. Sage, helping business flow.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's C-O-T-A.com. Good luck to all the runners.